This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Pahalgam attack, India's resolve to combat terrorism strengthens. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist.
The terrorist attack at Pahalgam left the nation stunned. It was a massacre which had kindled a deep sense of sorrow all across the country. The number of tourists who were slain, innocent tourists who were identified and then brought down to death by the bullets from the terrorist gun. The timing of it left everybody stunned. And of course, the nation has coming to terms with it as to what exactly has the reason behind it, while taking a resolution that this has to be fought at all levels. Mr. Tandon, first and foremost, if you look at the ghastly terror attack at Pahalgam, what is it that first crosses your mind?
No, it's an inhuman massacre of innocent people, tourists. Most dastardly and cowardly act of some very well trained terrorists who were carrying latest weapons, and it was not without any purpose. It was basically the timing was such, the location was such, where the help could not reach in time, and they were literally cornered by these people with the help of a couple of locals who were in uniform. And they literally, you know, gathered them in one place, identified them, asked their names, their religion, and one by one they were shooting them to kill. It was not a stray firing. It was a very calculated way of killing. So you can't call it any incident, but it was an inhuman act which has shaken the conscience of the entire world. India, of course, is in shock, but the rest of the world also is really condemning this act. All the world leaders have telephoned the Prime Minister, conveyed their condolences and also condemned this act, not only, but they have also expressed solidarity with India in its fight against terrorism. UN has also come out with a statement. So that means right now the entire world stands in solidarity with India in this hour of crisis. Nevertheless, the Indian government also, you know, standing solidly with the victims, with their families, and also the Cabinet Committee on Security, and all our defense ministers also warned that we will not only isolate the actors, but the perpetrators of this act, behind the scene actors, indirectly hinting that this is something which has been pre-planned from across the border.
Mr. Nandan, if you look at it, as you pointed out, the defense minister has come out with a very categorical statement which says that we'll take a kararar jawab, which means a strong response will be there.
मैं देशवासियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं घटना के मद्देनजर भारत सरकार वो हर कदम उठाएगी जो जरूरी और उपयुक्त होगा और हम सिर्फ उन लोगों तक नहीं पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने इस घटना को अंजाम दिया है हम उन तक भी पहुंचेंगे जिन्होंने पर्दे के पीछे बैठकर हिंदुस्तान की सरजमी पर ऐसी नापाक हरकतों की साजिशें रची हैं भारत एक इतनी पुरानी सभ्यता और इतना बड़ा देश है जिसको ऐसे किसी भी आतंकी गतिविधियों से किसी भी सूरत में डराया नहीं जा सकता
At the same time, we look at it that the reaction that came from across the border in particular was somewhat trying to usual self. They tried to distance it, even though we all know that the people who claimed to have done this dastardly act have links across the border, which you also indicated. So what does that tell us?
If I may say so, we all know there was an attack on a Pakistani train some time ago in which many civilians...
Yeah, they actually... And also the military people were taken to siege.
Yes. And after that, there was huge anger, and understandably so, among the people of Pakistan. And the army chief, the language which he used, that they will, you know, teach a lesson to those who are behind it without naming India. But in a way, he held out a threat to India. And if this is a response by the Pakistani army and the ISI just to, you know, assuage the feeling of the people of Pakistan, and it's a retaliatory action on the part of Pakistan and the ISI, obviously it deserves an equally retaliatory action from India now for the perpetrators of this terrorism, as we did earlier. We smashed the terrorist camps. Now it's up to the government of India to take the action. But right now the situation is such that people need to stand unitedly. All the opposition leaders have expressed solidarity with the government of India. They have condemned this action. And the solidarity which we have seen for the first time, perhaps in the valley, the people of Jammu and Kashmir, particularly Kashmir Valley, have come out openly condemning this action. They have in fact observed a day's strike, band, in the valley and in solidarity, because it is the economy of the valley which is going to be adversely affected. And that is why the whole nation stands unitedly. Yeah.
Yatranji, on this particular, I wanted to ask you, you said economy. Obviously, we all know the terrorists attacked the place in Pahalgam, which has two very significant points. One, A, the tourist season has just about begun. Summer is setting in, and between now and autumn, we have a lot of flow of tourists in that region. And of course, as you said, adds to the economy, revive the economy of the state, which is coming to normality after such a long time.
You know, after years of militancy, followed by the political upheaval of Article 370 abrogation, the Kashmir Valley was finally beginning to bounce back. Tourism, the region's economic lifeline, was thriving once again. If I quote the statistics, in 2023 alone, a record-breaking 2.1 crore tourists visited the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and number reached up to 2.36 crore. You can imagine. So now the hotels were full, booking was packed, all these things were, you know.
So the economy was booming.
Booming. And now tourist season had begun. And you know, the Gulmarg is one of the top ski destinations in Asia. And it was, you know, gaining now popularity. All these things were going on. And then suddenly at the beginning of the tourist season comes a terrorist attack. It can't be without purpose. It can't come without any planning. And therefore, I think it has now affected the economy. So therefore, the local people must be really worried about it. See, the annual turnover in the mandis of Jammu and Kashmir had touched 7,000 crore in 2024. You can imagine.
Tanisha, one more thing which we've been discussing is also the fact that this place in particular, Pahalgam, it's a gateway to the Amarnath Yatra. And a yatra that's going to start in the month of July, and already registration season has begun. It's a big event. People from across the country and even other parts come. So I think we, the government of India and the government, the state, everybody puts a state of alert as it is. So this is also linked to that, can it be said?
Certainly, because it's a base. The place where attack has taken place is a base for the Amarnath Yatra. So which is, as you said, is supposed to begin from 3rd of July. So it is, I think, to target that also. But the fear now is that the cycle may repeat. See, the valley's economic gains undone by fresh wave of insecurity. Will the tourists still come? I have a feeling the tourists will definitely come back. Investors also will not go back. They will also come back. And the future of Jammu and Kashmir, I think, is still safe. And this attack in Pahalgam is not just a tragedy, but it's a test also. It's a test for the Indian security forces. It's a test for the will and determination of the people of Jammu and Kashmir and of Indians, all Indians. So therefore, I think people of India, they have full faith in this government. Strong leadership is there in this country. Our armed forces are capable of retaliating, taking any action. So therefore, today, I think the leadership has assured the country that we will do whatever is necessary. We will take stern action, as the Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has also said. And people of Jammu and Kashmir will also fight against it, stand united. And I think not only the government, but the people of Kashmir also have the ability to regain stability, growth and dignity.
Tanisha, one thing again, which you didn't mention at the beginning, the fact that international community has expressed solidarity with India. President Trump of America, President Putin of Russia, there was messages from China, our neighborhood. So that shows, and very significant and important, the Prime Minister was in Saudi Arabia, a country with which India and Saudi Arabia talk of that there will be cooperation against terrorism. So is there something with the message at the time that this was delivered itself is
so
something different?
The kind of messages which are pouring in from across the world, including the United Nations, All the countries in the world, they are expressing solidarity with India. Not only that, but standing by India in its fight against terrorism. And whatever action India will take will have the support of the international community. And all opposition leaders in India also have expressed solidarity. So the country stands united. The whole world actually stands united against this act. And therefore, any fight against terrorism will not only be a fight of India, but will be a global fight against terrorism. And that will, in fact, strengthen the resolve of this country and the people of India, not only just to fight against terrorism, but root it out for all times to come. And this particular incident, I think, will not go waste. The blood which has been shed will not go waste. And we will see soon that something which will emerge as it is. I'm told there are shock waves in Pakistan. Pakistan government is also worried how India is going to retaliate or how India is going to react the way we have already done in the past. So things were not going to be taken lying low by this country, by the leadership in this country. And the whole world is standing solidarity with India. So we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to hide. Whatever action India takes will have full support from the international community.
Tanzal, that brings to one important issue that we all know that India is an important member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, in which Russia and China play an important role. India is a member, so is Pakistan. And they have a special called RATS, which is the anti-terrorism thing. But how can a country like Pakistan, if it's part of what it is, anti-terror, even though Pakistan officially claims it has nothing to do with it, but that, as you said, the LET, the force which claimed to have done this dastardly attack, has links across the border?
Certainly. See, the resistance front, the TRF, which is a militant outfit linked to the band Lashkar-e-Toba, they have claimed responsibility for it. So therefore, Pakistan can't simply say that they have nothing to do with it. It's an organization which has always been propped up by ISI, Pakistan Army. So I think the Pakistan, the government, they know that it is not simply act of terrorism from within the valley, but it was very well planned. Now, to what extent ISI is linked with it will have to be seen. But I think the government of India has taken serious note of it. The international community has been conveyed that this is something which cannot be tolerated. And therefore, we need your support, moral as well as solidarity, that it is a fight against terrorism. India alone is not the victim. The rest of the world is also a victim. So therefore, the whole world should unite and let's fight unitedly against terrorism. So whatever step India takes, will have the expressed solidarity from across the world, and therefore rest of the people also world over, they also are shocked at this. So therefore, the solidarity which we are getting from across the world, I think that will strengthen this government's resolve to fight unitedly and decisively against this kind of terrorism, which can never be tolerated.
Tansab, you already pointed out that the country has risen as one, solidly behind, expressing solidarity and very saddened by what happened. At the same time, we saw the government quickly stepping into action. The Home Minister lost no time in reaching Srinagar, meeting out of the security officials and also conducting the security meeting and visiting many people who were affected by this thing. The Prime Minister cut short his important visit from Saudi Arabia, came back to Delhi. According to reports, he met important members of security establishment and the External Affairs Minister at the airport early this morning. Then, of course, the CCS. So it shows that there is certainly a serious thought is being given what needs to be done next.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the preparations are also underway to bring safely back the tourists who are worried, who are also in panic. And obviously, so the airlines have also declared that they will not charge any cancellation fee. They will waive that. And they are facilitating, having extra flights to bring them back. Railway has also put in extra trains, because obviously tourists who are already in the Jammu and Kashmir Valley or Jammu Kashmir, they would certainly like to come back home because their relatives are worried. So all these helps are available. State governments have also are in action, because the victims belong to different states. And that is why all the chief ministers, they have been asked to stay in their state capitals. Ministers have postponed and cancelled their travel plan. Prime Minister himself was to go to Kanpur tomorrow. He's postponed the visit. So the whole government and the government machinery is standing unitedly, and they are in action. Whatever support, whatever response they need is being given. And families are also being consoled. Ex gratia payments have also been announced. But the fact remains that the wound which has been given by terrorists needs to be given a very befitting response. And that is exactly what the people of India are expecting.
Thank you very much for being part of this discussion.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Pahalgam attack, India's resolve to combat terrorism strengthens. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and K.V. Prasad, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.